Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, idiots. On this edition of the Metal Injection Live Cast, nothing festive will be happening. Because just like the rest of the entertainment industry, the Metal Injection Live Cast is run by Jews. Dirty, greedy Jews. Here they are. Merry Christmas, idiots. On this edition of the Metal Injection Live Cast, nothing festive will be happening. Because just like the rest of the entertainment industry, the Metal Injection Live Cast is run by Jews. Dirty, greedy Jews. Here they are.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
The feedback cast.
Welcome to the first episode of the Metal Injection.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't the first one?
Wait, how many times have we done this before?
It's
a bunch, right?
Welcome
to the holiday edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Right. Maybe for Christmas we'll get our dignity back. Doubt it, though.
No.
Doubt it, though.
We have some special guests in the studio. First, we have Elise from Rain and Blonde here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for coming. Elise brought us cookies.
That's why you got
like
cookies.
Serious cookies, not like, you know, Chips Ahoy or bullshit like that. They're bullshit. They're bullshit. Like compared to these cookies were like serious.
If she brought Chips Ahoy in here, you wouldn't be scarfing them down right now.
I'd be like, Elise, that's bullshit.
And then you eat the whole fucking bag.
And then I eat them. Yeah, no. Well, you didn't let me finish. Mm.
Shame on you.
Compared to these, Chips Ahoy are bullshit. Let's say that.
Okay. Fair enough. But also Santa's supposed to be here. Where the hell is he?
Well, you know.
He's late.
Yeah.
There's been some weather going on, so it may take a while to get here from the
It's also the last minute rush, you know, for Christmas. I'm sure he has a lot of shit to do. He's sitting around here bullshitting with us.
Yeah, it'll be fine. He'll get here. It'll be fine.
Plus, he shot a movie with us this past month.
Yeah, I thought he died.
Well, he was acting.
He's a mythological character, and he does not die.
Yeah,
right.
That's the whole point there.
That was the joke in the movie.
I think we have a caller on the. Did we rename the hotline?
I think for one week we renamed.
What Colin Center?
An honorary name.
Is that who's calling? Possibly. I guess
203.
203. You are on the air.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Colin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess we keep naming it after
He's
him.
Just testing the lines of our phone system.
He's like our, he's like our assistant.
He works for Verizon.
Like tech.
What's up, Colin?
Nothing much.
How you doing?
I don't want to hear that. Speak up.
Are you listening to us on the computer? Is that what's going on?
No.
Why do I hear us? Why do you lie to us, Colin?
Maybe that's another conversation he's got going on.
Yeah, he's listening to another blog talk show.
He's got an inner dialogue.
You're listening to multiple blog talk shows?
He's listening to the kid that talks about Lord of the Rings.
No, I don't. It's my little brother who is a Lord of the Rings fuckhead.
Oh, yeah? Why is he a fuckhead? What's wrong with Lord of the Rings?
It's Christmas. You
nothing.
Wait, about your family? Didn't you say last week that your brother was a Wigger, though?
That's okay. The older brother, right?
Yeah, he's right next to me, actually. He's right next to me, actually.
Is that? Yeah. Ask him if he's a Wigger.
Are you? Come on.
I heard slaps.
Is he like a Wigger Lord of the Rings fan? That'd be weird. Hey, yo, why all these orcs be up in my shit?
Let me kick your ass.
Colin, was that you or your brother?
That was my brother.
Whose ass is he going to kick?
Probably Sid's.
Hey, what did you get your brothers for Christmas?
Nothing, that little scumbag.
Oh.
So nice. Well, Christmas hasn't happened yet. You don't want him to reveal secrets.
He got him Eminem reciting Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, my God. Eminem is such an ass.
Really?
I think there's a friend of mine who's obsessed with him.
Okay.
Is your friend's name Colin?
No.
Admit it. Come on. Eminem transcends genre. You can
call will the real Slim Colin please stand up?
Oh, shut up, Sid. You're probably coming in your rag already.
What? What are you talking about?
Sid no longer needs that rag.
What do you know about my rag, sir?
Everything that you revealed on the live cast, obviously.
Yeah.
I know you're on it.
Well,
and
obviously, goddamn.
Towel.
Well, obviously. Well,
if
it was a towel, it'd be crusted, you idiot.
I can vouch for that. The rag is a metaphor. It's a metaphorical rag. It's actually
sort of like your mother's a metaphorical rag, right, Rob? Oh, shit. It sounded good in my head.
What?
My ears are ringing. Why are you talking about me?
Oh, come on. Come on, people. Come on. We have another call from a very similar number. Let's take the second line.
Together or?
Yeah, let's have them both on the air.
It's Colin calling from his fax machine.
Hello, other 230 number.
203.
Or 203. I'm just
203, get your number red.
Who is this? Is this?
It's my brother, Scott.
Wait. What?
You're your own brother?
I'm not schizophrenic.
I heard you like Lord of the Rings, Colin's brother. Is that true?
Mixing it up.
You don't like Lord of the Rings, Scott?
Absolutely not.
Scott, can you talk at the same time as Colin?
When do you drink water and the other talk?
Hey, yo, Frodo be stressing me.
Now I'm either one of
them. Looks like they're both waiting for the other one to talk, that's why.
Guys, on three, say something.
Come on, guys, talk.
What?
I'm talking to my brother to talk. He doesn't talk to little fuckhead.
Do you think he really has a brother at all?
No.
A little boy that lives in his mouth.
I think he's like 54 and lives in a mental asylum somewhere. It's like there's two.
A mental asylum.
On Facebook, so we know that he's not 54. Did he add you on Facebook?
How do you know that he's
me?
Not 54? Anyone
I am.
Put any
on
picture.
You're 54, Colin.
Sure.
Yeah, I am on Facebook.
We have another 203 number.
What?
Calling in.
What is going on?
Are
now?
We gonna do a
three-way? Let's three-way. Let's put on
it's my another. It's my other brother. Oh, my God. They're trying to
it's
fuck
another
with me.
Brother.
This is the warden of the mental asylum.
This is the little brother.
Yes, third.
Brother. Hello, third Collins line.
Collins' younger brother.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
What are we, Oprah?
Oh, shut your frickin' mouth, man.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. That's totally
no, I'm not talking to you, Rob. I'm talking to Sid, that loudmouth fuck.
Who's I'm a loudmouth fuck? I'm
no, not you. Not you, Rob.
Who's the loud... Wait, who is this talking?
Colin. It's my cousin Kyle. He's just being a dick.
We have a cousin Kyle as well.
He's got a speech synthesizer. He's trying to pretend that I'm talking at the same time.
Also, his auto-tune app.
All right, thanks a lot, Colin.
Yeah, I think can you get the that, people at the
that's
same time?
7 minutes too much.
Can you have the speech synthesizer say, please legalize schizophrenia drugs?
anyway, yeah, so on the live cast today, Santa said he was going to come and he was going to have a bunch of presents.
Wow.
But,
well, he said he was going to give stuff away.
To the listeners, because he's apparently a fan of the live
cast. So nobody from Connecticut. No gifts to anybody based out of Connecticut.
That's a no slave fly zone.
Yes.
Someone in the chat room writes, Robert, hang the phone up. Yeah. Well, we did.
Wow. See a new song parody on the horizon.
I thought that was good comedy torture, though. That was like, it went on so long that it became funny again.
It cycled back around. I think we have another call. That
253.
Like right, somehow it's still calling.
Let's hope this isn't Connecticut.
253, you are on the Zach Beats hotline. I'm going to give it back to Zach.
Please.
Hello?
253.
Oh, sorry, that was my fault.
253?
253.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who is this?
Yeah, I was just calling to say that Colin needed to shut up and stop calling.
I agree.
We beat
nobody
you
cares about him and his brothers.
What's your name?
Gerald.
Gerald.
Well, he said he just called to say that, so he's done, right?
Oh, you're over it?
All right, bye.
No.
Unless you have something else.
You have something else to say?
Do you have any brothers you like to put on the phone with us?
Are they all dicks, too?
No, I don't.
Do you have any sisters?
Are they bitches?
Yeah.
Yes to which one? Both?
No, he doesn't have sisters, but they ask their bitches.
Yeah.
You made it sound like you're having a tough time.
Wow. How fucking high are you right now?
I don't know.
Wow.
Gerald, do you like music?
Yes.
Would you like to win a CD? We're giving away a bunch of CDs because we're in the holiday spirit.
What do people have
cool.
to do?
Cool, that sounds good.
I don't know. What do they have to do? I don't know, I just want to give him one.
You're
all
the crappiest one, though.
No. I'll give you a choice. You could have Shadows Fall, Retribution.
You tried giving that away already in the past show.
I gave that guy something else,
no
I couldn't find this
it.
CD. Devil Driver, Pray for Villains. We got a Doug Benson stand-up comedy CD.
I want that.
Lying.
No, I don't.
And a Devin Townsend Project CD. It's a new CD.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
It happens.
Yeah, which one do you want?
I'll take the Devin Townsend Project CD.
Too bad you're getting the Shadows Fall CD. No, I'm just kidding.
Isn't there a Devin Townsend Project in Coney Island? That's where Stefan Marbury's from, right?
No. But are you a registered metal injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
What is your username?
Spiral2112.
All right, so all you got to do
is... Rush fan?
All you got to do is just send Metal Injection a private message with your full name and address, and whenever I feel like it, I'll email you, or I'll regular mail you the CD.
Yeah,
I'll email you some MP3s. No. We'll get the physical copy.
Put the Shadows Fall disc inside.
No. All right? Gerald?
Please don't. I hate Shadows Fall.
No.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
That's the last person that calls in gets the Shadows Fall CD.
All right, so you get the Devin Townsend Project. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Sir? He's probably
ma'am?
15.
How old are you?
Bro?
How old of a lady are you?
21.
21?
Wow. He's a sir. He bolts.
He has to finger bang.
I still think he could be a young man.
He's younger than you, Grandma.
I know.
What's up?
Where's my cane?
You're in granny panties today.
Gerald, you ever bang a metal chick with gray pubes? Have you ever banged a metal chick with gray pubes?
No.
Would you like to?
Lita Ford's available.
All right.
All right, Gerald.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Gerald. Make sure to send that private message and you get
And then wait like 6 months.
Sharon,
I'll do it soon.
Yeah. 6 months. 801. No? Yes? 801? 801 is on the Zach B. Tot line. What's going on?
Not much.
Who's this?
Oh, who's this? This is Alex.
What's going on, Alex? Where are you from?
I'm from Utah, actually, where Chelsea Grin is from.
Oh, no.
You ever see them live?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever see them at the supermarket?
Oh, wait, yeah, I did once. No, not really.
Utah's huge. It's
like... But it's mostly like fields and shit. There's not many places in Utah where people actually live.
That's true.
Are you a big fan of the show Big Love?
Yeah.
It's a good show. That's the intro music for Big Love.
Alex, I'm going to name 40 things related to Utah, and you tell me if you're a fan of them. All right,
have
ready
you ever
go.
Been to Rockford?
No, that's Sid's bit. That's Sid's bit.
Oh, okay.
That's Sid's bit. Sorry.
Do you know where Andrei Kirilenko lives?
No.
So what kind of music do you listen to?
Lower. Death metal from Suffocation to the grunge from the early 90s.
Sounded really bored as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like you're really hit the Suffocation.
I have some over Suffocation. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just tired.
Once I saw Mark McGrath with that t-shirt.
Yeah,
I can't do it anymore.
Are you a fan of Agoraphobic Nosebleed?
Yeah, huge fan.
Do you have their latest CD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is it on your computer, or do you have like a physical copy?
If you own a physical
copy. I actually have the CD. I buy CDs. I don't really download.
No. Oh, well, then I'm not going to like send you one, because I have one right here. But no, you already
have
one.
Oh, that's fine. I probably won't take it. You can let someone else have it. I'm just calling in for no reason.
No, we want to. This is we're in the giving spirit today, since Santa's not here. We're just giving away
stuff. Santa's not going to join. I was going to ask him to see if he had a copy of AIDS Exodus.
Actually, just texted me. He's like, I was listening to the show. You motherfuckers, why are you talking shit about me? I'll be there at 9:00.
Oh, he said he's going to be here at 9.
Yeah. Aren't his fingers too fat to text?
I don't know.
He's Santa. He's got an extra large cell phone.
How about Auntie Gamma? We want to give you an anti-gamma. I'm just.
I don't think he's
having.
CD.
You don't want an
anti-gamma CD? I'd take that.
Oh.
So suddenly you want a CD.
Yeah, you just didn't like any of the shit you were saying before.
No, I could take more if you're willing to give it to me, but I mean,
well, you know
what? You could give me only so much.
Since you want the anti-gamma CD, we're going to give you the brand new Shadows Fall CD. Retribution. Completely sealed.
We're all applauding because that means there's no chance we'll get it if it's not here.
Oh, no,
just kidding. No, we'll send you the anti-gamma CD. Are you a registered metal injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
What is your username?
Grandcore Luigi 64.
Nice. All right. So yeah, just send a private message to Metal Injection, and
all right, sweet man. Support.
Thank you for listening.
All right, see you guys.
No, hold on. Thanks for calling in, man.
407 is not yet, but soon to be on the Zach B. Tom.
407, what's your name?
Cartel.
Oh, hello, Cartel.
Wait,
Cartel.
Is it that Cartel?
Yeah, at the Spears Cartel.
Like the tour guide Cartel?
Yeah, that's me.
Whoa.
Uh-oh, big timer. Big timer calling in.
Oh my goodness.
You want to clue us in here?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, the tour manager extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And he has the most epic beard.
Actually, I just trimmed it. I took 3 inches off.
Yes.
Everyone's like freaking out now, but yeah, no, it's fine. It still looks good. I still look like I'm in ZZ Top.
You were just on tour with like Marduk and Nachmistium, right?
Yes, I just got finished, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that?
Boring, right? Like, seeing that every day?
I've been out since September on tour, so yes, I was in complete coast mode on that tour.
Do you get a spine adjustment when you come back from tours?
Sometimes, but usually I just go to the whorehouse, hang out.
Oh.
That's what Noah meant by spine adjustment.
Well, that's cool. So what's up?
Nothing. I'm bored and visiting my parents, and
Could you put one of them on the phone?
They're actually at church.
Actually, number. Can you and them talk simultaneously?
Let's do that, yes.
Did
I'll,
you call?
I'll have them call in on their phones.
Okay.
Did you call to win a Shadows Fall CD?
Of course I did.
This is Colin, isn't it? Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Actually, I'm one of the couple drivers. Come on. Hook that up.
We can't give you a CD.
Jesus.
You're not valid.
Why can't I win something?
You already got free shit.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. I don't listen to metal anyway, so what do I know?
Oh, the truth comes out. You don't even want the Devil Driver CD.
What do you listen to?
Shadows Fall.
I listen to crap.
Oh, really? What do you listen to?
Like Jay-Z and Rihanna and Lady Gaga.
Oh.
You had me there until Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I can't sign on to that. Sorry. Yeah. Jay-Z, yes.
So you've been in an Empire state of mind lately. Am I right? You see the reference there? It's topical.
That was pretty good because the entire time I was walking in New York, I was listening to that song. The entire time.
That's not cliche at all.
I don't know what that means.
Empire State of Mind. You haven't heard. You've heard that song. It's like it's been everywhere.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't listen to race music.
No.
Shut up.
That's what she calls it.
Race.
She's traditional. They used to call it race music. No, it's still.
I gotta go because I got a client calling me, so I'm gonna have to.
Oh.
Yeah, we know what that
means. Can you put them on the line?
Jay-Z on the
conference call.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cartel.
Bye, Cartel.
All right. Thanks.
Oh my
god. Is
that
his actual name?
Yes, like a drug cartel.
Who names their kid that?
That's not his name.
Oh, no, that is his name.
Like Prince, he has one name.
Oh my god.
Anyway, in case you haven't noticed, we're in the giving spirit here. If you call in, we have a few CDs left.
What else you got there?
Saw the new Every Time I Die there.
The new Every Time I Die? It's like the deluxe edition, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new Shadows Fall.
What do you have for like the Prague kids?
Well,
and the power metalers.
There's a Voivod. I don't have any power metal. I have a municipal.
We don't care
CD.
About those people, Noah.
I have a Devil Driver CD.
I care.
Well, the truth is, Frank probably took all the. These are just all the ones I have.
I'm greedy. That's Frank.
Yeah. Frank. Why doesn't Frank call in and give away some CDs? Huh, Frank?
Frank is like backwards Santa.
No, we're just kidding. We love Frank. He's sexual.
So the chat room wants to know if Julia is here, too.
No, Anthony, Julia's not here. Oh, well, what's Julia up to? She moved upstate. Like moved? Mm-hmm. Or? She doesn't live in Brooklyn anymore.
Wasn't she already doing that when we chatted?
No, well, I know that Elise is from upstate. Yeah, but I live here. So where did you, like, where upstate did she move? Oh, well, she's looking to move to Syracuse, so.
Oh,
why?
There's more opportunity for jobs there, I guess. So.
And less summer.
But how will you guys go to shows? I don't know. You've stumped me, Noah.
It's getting too serious. Wait, do we have a phone call?
Yeah, maybe it's Julia.
It's 480.
No.
That sounds familiar.
Are you Julia?
No. 480, what's your name?
Whoops.
We know who it is.
Yeah, you always sound so surprised that it's me. You're like, ooh, who is this?
Well, we can't remember. All I know is you, Nina. It's Nina.
Nina, are you ready yet to tell me?
You remember the Googler.
What? Stop it.
She wouldn't tell me last week. She kept thinking I was trying to make some kind of innuendo, and it really bothered me.
How old is this?
I had chicken soup last week there.
Chicken soup. Okay, see, that's all I wanted to know.
Nina, how old are you?
15.
I'm 16.
16 now? Come on. You're right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was your birthday. You said it, on the air, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. A
couple more years now and she'll be half your age.
Wait, what?
Nothing, Nina. Don't worry. It's not something you should be worried about.
I didn't know what you said.
I said in a couple of years you'll be half Noah's age.
That is just trying to make me feel like an elderly lady.
It's okay, Noah. It's all right. You're not as old as Sid, so it's not that bad.
Exactly.
Sure. Close. Sure.
Not in my 40s yet.
And you're not bald.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. Not on the head.
Sid is not bald.
Unless if you use Tresemme.
What?
But
oh,
if
yeah,
you use Tresemme, then you'll get bald.
That's what Rob uses.
What? Tresemme?
Yeah.
That makes you go bald? Oh, shit. Well, I haven't put it.
You seem to be okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of
well.
You got hair coming out everywhere.
My, what did you hear about?
Seriously.
Anyways, but how have you guys been?
We have been good, Nina. How have you been? How was your holiday season?
Interesting.
You
guys
like your bathtub, like a bubble bath right now.
You, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm just like, touching myself in the tub while I'm talking to you guys.
Come on! No,
stop. Well, listen, we're going to hang up on you. You can't
just
be dirty.
Kidding.
Back
just
up.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Please.
Naughty
please,
mouth.
Please. We have to be like a...
Well, only when Thor is here, right?
Like, no. Even then, no. Do not flirt with Thor. You got to be clean. When you get to be 18, say whatever.
She is clean. She's in the bathroom.
But I have a story to tell you.
Nina, you know what? Would you like to win a free CD?
Possibly
yeah,
Shadows Fall.
Shadows Fall.
Jesus
no
Christ.
Fall. Pick
something you can hang up.
Wait, what is that?
No Shadows Fall. Maybe Devil Driver.
Wow. Who doesn't even like Shadows Fall?
Well, you can pick between a Devil Driver CD, a Municipal Waste CD, a Doug Benson comedy CD, or the new Every Time I Die CD. Which
do you have any backpacks you could offer?
I recommend the Every Time I Die.
I will take the Devil Driver CD.
Oh, all right.
It's music what's like yours? This that corrupts.
I saw them in concert a while ago, and they're pretty cool. So.
You were old enough to get in?
Oh, come on.
I was 13 when they came to Arizona, so. But it was really
she looked
fun.
24. Did you see the picture that she posted?
Oh,
on?
Darren's looking up.
Oh, you saw that?
She's like commenting on posts and stuff.
And you don't approve me as a buddy yet, but you
no,
see my picture?
My...
Who approved who as a buddy?
Noah approved me, like, a while ago.
Where?
Like, on the
Facebook?
Metal Injection.
Oh, you can do that on Metal Injection?
Yeah,
I comment on Metal Injection.
It's really difficult to, like, find, like, where
yeah,
it is and how to do
does.
It.
So just sent Nina a PM, just
yeah.
Saying, please add me.
Yeah.
You could just, like, look at the last live chat or live cast, and then you'll see me.
It's fine. I know which soup you had last week. I got everything I need from you.
Right.
Anyway, Nina, make sure to send Metal Injection a private message, and we'll send you that CD. Thank you for calling in. We have another caller. Man, we're going to run out of CDs pretty soon.
I think this is a caller we've already had tonight, but all right.
260?
No?
Maybe. 260. It's
hello?
Oh, who's
this? Luke. This is Luke.
Not Luke. Step away from the phone, Luke.
Oh, sorry. Is it loud?
Where are you from?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right.
What's going on there?
So you got any topical
nothing
local
really.
Fort Wayne? No.
It'd be boring here.
Are you hanging out with Bobby Knight? You got the Tasty Freeze, John Mellencamp. What's going on? Anything? How are Jack and Diane doing, huh? Huh? All right, that's all I got for you.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It's Indiana. Indiana in general is pretty bad. What do you want me? I can't salvage that.
Okay.
Jeez.
So, Luke, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing really. I have tried to call in before, but didn't really work out. So,
here's
finally
your
it worked.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
15?
All right, no bathtub
yes.
Talk for you either.
What's like the youngest caller you guys have had on this show? I want someone like under 12 to call in. Come on.
Someone's kid call in.
No.
Some like 4-year-old kid's going to be calling.
Nina, have your kid call in.
Come on now, come on. So would you like to win a free CD?
Who is it?
It's the new Shadows Fall CD, Retribution.
No, we have other ones. He's just torturing you.
Wait, you want it? Did you say you want it?
I don't know. My friend is getting it, so I'll probably just use his and put it on iTunes. So.
Whoa!
I don't have to buy the actual CD. What are you talking about?
Activity.
You a free one.
Wow.
How about a Municipal Waste City, their new one? How do you feel about that one? Do you like them?
Municipal Waste.
See, that's real piracy. Oh. You can actually get it free as a gift, but he'd rather steal it.
Yeah, like, we actually have to pay for the shipping.
On principle. You're paying negative money because we're paying to send it to you.
Oh, that's
you'd rather steal it.
That worked.
No, so which do you want the Municipal Waste City, did you say?
Or, yes. Yes, I will take that one. Yeah.
Oh, you'll take it? You'll do us a favor?
Fucking pirate.
Are you a metal injection junkie? Are you registered?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No CD for you.
Wow.
No CD.
Well, maybe you should register.
Yes, I will.
And send us a private message with your full name and address. And the municipal.
Okay.
Yours.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All
right. Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
You hang up.
So, 203, is that Colin? Yeah, no, we're going to
yep.
save him. Oh!
Hey, what happened?
Hello?
There we go.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, shut your fucking mouth, Sid.
Wow. You called us, buddy.
Yeah,
yeah really.
Problem,
I feel like Colin
so
really
much,
wants
man?
To, like, smack you on the
no,
butt
Colin.
And give it to you good.
Yeah. Whoa. There's static going on between the mics.
The three Facebook requests. The first two times I rejected them because I know you hate me.
That was mean of you.
And then you sent a third one. I'm like, fuck, this kid is going to keep sending them. So I finally accepted. But yet you call in and all you do is curse me out. So what the fuck, man? Are we friends or not friends?
He's doing
We are. And you know what? Cynic really does suck, actually.
Well, see, this kid, the one thing he does.
Now, why do you hate Sid so much?
I don't hate him.
You sound like you hate
him.
But
why do you like to call him names and curse at him and be mean?
He's following your example, Noah.
Oh. Well, Sid sexually harasses me, so I think I'm allowed to.
Only in a positive way.
He sexually harasses you? What the hell?
He just says things. He doesn't touch her.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Verbally.
Yeah.
Verbally?
Ugh, verbally. Just as bad.
I don't think he's really sexually harassing you. I think he's just... expressing his affection.
Yeah, it's for the good of the show.
But in a workplace, probably, it would be considered sexual.
Well, if we start getting paid for this, I'll stop.
Exactly.
But as long as we're doing it for free, then.
Colin, will you work for our HR department? Will you work for our HR department when we're finally getting paid for this show? And then I can come and complain to you about Sid's raw comments.
Yeah, and then his ass will get arrested, then, motherfucker.
See, look at this.
Wow.
Motherfucker. What was that all about? Hanging around with your brother too much.
All of a sudden you're Serpico.
Is it Tourette's?
I don't have Tourette's.
I'm wondering.
Woof.
Good boy.
Do you have Legionnaire's disease?
No.
Let's try to pinpoint. What's
Asperger's?
Just mean?
No.
Angina?
Whoa.
Is it sciatica? Do you have a sciatica? I hit the nail on the head. Sciatica.
Colin, I have a question. How old are you again?
18.
Oh, 18.
So mature.
Do you like younger girls?
Oh, jeez.
No. I'm not that sexually perverted. I'm not that sexually perverted.
Let's put her on the phone. Let's get her on the phone. Are you there, Bachelorette?
I don't like where this is going.
480, are you there?
Oh, gosh, really?
Here we go.
Colin, take it away.
Colin, woo her. Go ahead.
We're going to turn our mics off. Go.
I'm not interested. What? Sorry.
Colin, woo her already.
What?
Say something. You got a lady on the line, Colin. Come on.
Putting it on a
happen.
Platter for you. Right there. Go. There. We've got romantic music now. Come on.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Ooh, get this. Colin.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Into it. Go,
she's
Colin,
being receptive.
Go.
Colin, you ever have a girlfriend before?
Never.
Really?
Colin,
no more joking around.
I'm so shocked.
Oh, come on, it'd be nice. Colin, let me help you out here. Go.
Hey, Nathan, how's it going?
Go.
Just as effeminate.
Stay sexual.
All right.
No, come on. Come on, Colin.
Ask her what her turn-on's on. Come on, something.
No.
I don't think you should be egging on a guy to seduce a 16-year-old. Somehow I just feel that's wrong.
Somehow
that is
just,
that is wrong. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you. See?
All right, you're not going
to
do it. Talk to him.
I'll help you out.
I don't think you should ask for a turn-on, Darren.
Yeah, it's just like...
Or like walks on the beach, listening to Slipknot. That's all she's going to say.
Going on patches.
I don't know if you were listening a few calls ago when she started talking about a Penthouse Forum letter she was writing.
What? Anyway, all right, we're going to let you guys go. And, please get to know each other in the chat room.
Don't get pregnant.
I actually called in to tell you something.
Oh, what?
What is it?
Well, I remember like when I first called, like, out of all of them, I said that I've never tried drugs and stuff. Well, like, on Saturday, I was actually kind of drunk and high.
Flintstone vitamins?
Oh, Nina, why are you?
What?
Why did you, Nina?
You drank too much Pepsi. It was a sugar rush.
What did you, what drugs did you
definitely.
Do? What drugs
weed?
Did you do?
Smoke all right. Weed?
This is a good opportunity for us to not condone this. To tell her... Give her good life advice.
Nina, I might come off like a giant pothead to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I assure you, I did not even try weed until I was 18 years old. So the lesson here is wait. Wait to smoke weed.
And then you can be just like Ron.
Yeah. And then you become a giant pothead.
But
don't do
it was actually when... pretty good. It's not like, I don't know, it's not the best, but it's good.
Did you have a bad experience?
No, it wasn't. It was actually, like, a great experience. I had fun.
Was that the first time?
I was at a party.
It's a natural side effect. It's drink alcohol, but you shouldn't do it.
Did you drink alcohol? Is that the first time you drank?
Well, it was the first time I got drunk.
What'd you have?
What? I don't know what I have. They were just like, here. And I'm like, okay. So,
yeah, don't do that.
How old were these people you were hanging out?
Well,
I worry about
the
you,
girl
Nina.
That gave it to me, she was like, she looked like she was my age, but she was actually like 14.
So you don't even know this girl?
No. But I had a friend with me, so I was okay.
So where were you?
I was at my friend Raquel's birthday party.
Oh, is that a birthday
no
party?
More parties for you.
Yeah, where are your parents?
You're punished.
Can you put your parents on so you can talk to them?
Yeah.
I love how, like, the whole time...
Tell your mom to turn the WNBA game off and get on the phone right now.
Sid, enough with the basketball. It's over.
No. You, what? Why is it over? Your mom doesn't like it anymore?
Listen, he doesn't know anything
she
else.
She loves it. She loves it. It's
oh,
not playing anymore.
Oh. Maybe she's got, like, a DVD of last season's playoffs.
You know what? I'll just be a basketball tease with you. I won't inform you about anything. like last week I was a soup tease. Now I'll be a basketball tease.
All right. So while you're off playing the ball.
Listen up, Nina. Like, you had your fun, but don't do this. You know, like, wait. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it at all. All right. Don't
do it.
Don't do it even when you're 18.
Better to wait.
All right.
I think get some other people.
Let's get
413. Yeah, 413. Let's take you to dinner.
What's up, 413?
413. What are you having?
Hello.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Nothing much. I was wondering if you still had that Every Time I Die CD.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sure?
Not the Shadows Fall CD, please.
You sure that's not the one you gave away just now?
I love
someone
you.
Someone took that, I think.
No.
Make
no.
a note of what
no.
has been claimed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dumped them on the couch.
What are you going to do for us to give you the CD?
Yeah, why should you?
Entertain us somehow. Give us something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have any talents whatsoever?
Can't even finish a fucking song?
No,
sentence?
Sorry.
Can you break into a random song?
Sing one line of something. Go. Christmas Carol.
You're kind of putting me on the spot here. I can't really do anything.
Yeah, no,
you
no,
want
hold
a
on.
Free fucking CD? What is
hold
this,
on,
a bump
on. Are you an Every Time I Die fan?
Well, kind of. I don't know.
I need the CD to be a fan.
Well, what bands are you a fan of?
I don't know. Well, a lot of different bands. Like, I guess Darkest Hour is like my favorite band, but stuff like that, you know.
What other stuff?
At the Gates, stuff. Do you have any of those by chance?
Yeah, yeah. I just have a whole CD library. I'm just going to give to you. Yeah,
hold
on.
I don't know. Sabotage?
Wait, let me just go to Tower Records and get it for you.
Sabotage is a good band.
I bet they are.
No. We're just making jokes.
Wait, what's your name? Did you get your name?
So to speak.
Ben.
Ben, where do you live? I gotta figure out how much shipping on this thing is gonna be.
It's on the moon.
Massachusetts.
All right.
So you can just come down here and pick it up.
Yeah, if you wanna just come pick it up.
It'll save us like $2.
Metal
injection. I don't wanna do that though.
No, I'm just kidding. No, also, are you a metal injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
What is your username?
Heavy Metal Hobo.
Oh, okay. Right on.
You know this guy.
Yeah.
This
wait,
guy.
Heavy Metal Hobo or Heavy Metal
Hobo?
Hobo.
He's like,
it might be both, but
we don't judge. I mean, whatever lifestyle choice you have.
I want a gay metal friend. I don't have one.
Where'd that come
from? Hey. I don't think that
was. Did someone say they were gay? Or?
No.
Well,
there's
confusion about
hobo
his username.
Hobo.
I thought
similar.
His name was Heavy Metal Homo.
No.
Okay.
Your first show here, you're insulting our callers now.
Why is that necessarily an insult? We don't judge.
Being gay is not a
bad
thing.
No. Being gay is not a bad thing, but she said homo. She called him a homo. She didn't say
she didn't
that's,
hear
that's
right.
an insult.
She didn't hear
that's
it silly. Right.
You drink homo milk, don't you?
That's different. That's, I drink lesbian milk.
Oh, nice.
It's 99 cents homo gal.
That was my mom's nickname in high school. Hey.
All right. Congratulations, hobo.
Hobo.
Congratulations, hobo. Send mental injection a private message. That's chat names coming up, by the way.
When was the last time that phrase was uttered? Congratulations, hobo. When was the last time a hobo got congratulated for anything? Look at what we're doing here.
You're
breaking barriers.
You ride boxcars from town to town. Congratulations on that.
Your bindle stick is the best of them all. You win nothing.
So, yeah,
I was also wondering what... Hello?
What? Yeah.
I was also wondering when Santa was coming. I mean...
Yeah, Santa's coming. He's gonna,
yeah,
we're going to
yeah,
take
yeah.
a music
all
break.
Over your face.
And then hopefully he'll be here. All right, Ovo, but send us a private message. We have a lot of calls. 626,
yeah.
That's an area code I do not recognize.
Yeah.
Let's take that one. 626, are you a long-time first-time?
Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Please.
You're on the line.
What's your name? 66?
Oh, I think
kids?
He got nervous and he hung up.
We won't bite you unless you want us to.
Let's take 801 because this person has been hanging on.
801.
Oh, I'm back again. Sorry I hanged up earlier. I just was scared when you guys started showering me with presents.
Who is this again?
This is Eggers.
Who?
Eggers, that's my last name. It's the one everyone goes by. Well, the one everyone calls me.
Okay. Hi, Eggers.
Wait, not Eggers. Eggers, plural.
E-G-G-E-R-S.
Like
not
Edgar,
Edgar, but Eggers.
Oh, like Dave Eggers.
Yeah. Are you related to that guy?
No.
Did you get us his phone number? It'd probably be more interesting. Sorry.
Well, I called back again because I totally forgot. I called to give you guys a suggestion, just I kind of ran away in fear. So I heard you guys like Chelsea Grin, so I think I totally have a band I think you guys would totally love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a band called Suffocate with a K instead of a C because they're cool like that.
Huh? I've heard of them. They're like, they were on tour recently.
Yeah, the Planetary Depravity tour. Vital Remains and Dying Fetus.
Well, we're not going to listen to them.
Oh, that's fine. I wouldn't either.
But other people want to listen to them.
We can play some Shadows for them.
Oh.
We should do a music break because it's been a little bit.
Well, thanks for calling back,
thanks for
Eggers.
Calling in. Yeah.
Hi, Eggers.
Let's see if 626 is he still on the line? Maybe he'll try again. 626, want to tell us your name, buddy?
I'm Zach. What's up, guys?
What's up, Zach?
Can I beat?
No.
No.
What's going on? What was that?
Where
it's
are you
like
from?
The most awkward conversation.
I'm from California.
What part?
Southern California.
No, like, what's your address?
You're a stalker now. I live in a small city called La Puente. It's, like, all, like, Hispanic people.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying that, like, it's a bad thing? Fuck, man.
It's not a bad thing. I'm Mexican.
Guillermo?
Oh, you really?
Oh,
well, then you better cough the phone. Sorry.
Why would they know Guillermo? Is Guillermo listening to Brass?
I just said he probably knows a Guillermo.
He's a jerk.
You guys are...
Just said.
Just that guy.
Frank's half Spanish. Why don't you ask him if he knows half Guillermo?
He knows Guillermo. He's heard Guillermo before. He knows who Guillermo is. I know Guillermo.
Hell yeah, he's badass.
Come on.
Beautiful.
So do you like music?
Yeah, dude, I'm in a band. I play drums.
Oh, what band are you in?
I'm in a band called A Day of Violence.
The what?
A Day of Violence. We're a local band.
A Day of Violence?
Yeah.
Why just a day of
violence?
Why not like a week? Fortnite?
I'm not sure. I didn't create the band name.
Do you guys have a MySpace page?
Yeah, the MySpace page is the same thing as our name.
Is there any, like, weird spelling things, like a zero instead of an O?
Or an at symbol?
No, it's nothing like that. And, like, if you guys are going to check it out, the music is outdated. Okay, the music is a little bit outdated. Like, we're more, like, you know, simple metalcore stuff. Like,
look,
that
it doesn't matter.
In all honesty, if you're in a metal band, no matter what you play, your music's outdated.
Yeah. Well,
it's
well,
sort of the definition of the genre.
What
song
should we play? What song should we play on your page?
I think you guys would like a song called The News.
The News?
We usually don't really like anything.
Especially.
Well, I think that was the one you would like the most.
Okay, go.
All right, we're going to do a live, or a live, well, they're always live. Extra live.
With one of the guys in this band.
Yeah.
I'm
we're
Zach.
Do a Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It. So we're gonna listen to The News. Is that what we're listening to?
Yeah. Check it out.
So you got it?
Yeah.
The News. Not that.
Oh.
I like the blast beats in this though. Good.
Oh.
Comes in later.
On time. Good.
All right.
Kid is bobbing his head.
That's epilepsy.
I'm swallowing my tongue as you speak.
I like her. Your vocalist sounds angry. Why is he growling?
Yeah, I like the music, not the vocals. All right.
I liked
it's
it.
The
but...
Budweiser frogs.
Yeah, the band, very good. I like that riff, too. The vocals kind of killed it for me.
Yeah.
But I generally don't like growling myself, so maybe the other cast members would disagree with me.
Oh, thanks for the advice, guys. Appreciate it.
What do you think? How are the vocals for you?
I didn't mind them until it went off into that weird thing that happened.
The big squeals are very, very dated.
Breathe, breathe, breathe.
But, yeah. God, the music is really good.
Wow, well, Elise. Those
songs from the page are, like, I think, like, 2 years old. Our new stuff is like more tech and more like death metal.
Do you have a pig in the background? What's going on? He's defending his vocal. He's like, hey, come on, we're going on that.
My friend's like yelling shit in the background.
Those vocals.
Can we put him on the phone? Let's get him on the line. He seems like he has something to say.
All right. Hey, they want to talk to you, dude.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
This is Jose.
No, say it in the voice. Say it in the voice you were using earlier.
See, come on, Charles.
Oh, sorry.
some brutal shit.
Jose.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good, actually.
No. Say it to the voice you were using before.
Brutal. It's going pretty good.
He sounds like the other Jose now. Jared, say carne asada.
Carne asada.
Tequila
Taco Bell. Chicken and rice.
Spanish.
It's Spanish.
Damn.
I will scoop for you.
My goodness. Ratchet.
See, I should sing for you, man.
Wait, wait, no.
Oh, Jose, okay. Let's do a duet.
Want to do a duet?
All right. Well,
thank you guys for letting us go off on a tangent for about 5 minutes.
Guys, our album comes out in, I believe, January. It's entitled Clamorous.
On what record label? It's not really going to come out, really. You know?
MySpace.com/A Day of Violence. Thank you guys for listening and stuff.
Yeah, do thanks
guys,
for...
you want to win a CD?
Huh?
CDs. How do
you feel about Shadows Fall?
By the way, Sid, I'm going to send you an email later. That's going to come out around midnight tonight. Okay? So watch for that.
Is that when your email drops?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, guys. So, you want to win a CD?
Yeah.
Shadows Fall, Agoraphobic Nosebleed, or Voivod? Which one do you want?
I brought a whole
book. Oh, it's Franklin. All right. So,
all right, again?
Wait, I'm sorry. Which one do you want?
Can you name those again?
Agoraphobic Nosebleed, Shadows Fall, or Voivod?
Or Shadows Fall.
Agoraphobic Nosebleed, definitely.
Good, that's a good choice. It's a great record. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Yeah, man. I'm signed up.
What's your username?
It's Zach Slaughter.
All right, Zach Slaughter. You send Metal Injection a private message with your full name and address. And we'll send you that Agoraphobic Nosebleed CD. We have a ton of CDs to give away.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Nice. See you later. All right. We need to take a music break.
Yeah.
So all the music today that we get to.
I think this is the longest we ever went without a music break.
Yeah, we're almost an hour in, yeah.
What can we say? We're interesting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
true.
When you just give away CDs, people randomly decide to call in. It's weird.
Well, it's not random, then.
But,
the formula
you caught
works.
You caught on. All right, so we just got a ton more CDs that Frank brought, including The Best of Suffocation.
Well, what's Santa going to bring, then, if Frank brought all of these?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Santa's late.
Frank
so
actually robbed Santa, so...
Through the Eyes of the Dead. Oh, there's a ton of good stuff.
Nightwish.
No, you want one of those?
Can I?
Oh, wow. We have a season of Metalocalypse to give away.
And also...
I want that.
I think we should stop announcing and surprise people with their gifts.
If anyone calls in and takes the Shadows Fall CD, we'll give you the Metalocalypse DVD.
Come on.
2 for 1. You're
Shadows
for one.
Fall. But,
Frank, do you like Shadows Fall?
All right, we're gonna get to take a music break. Elise, you picked all the music today, right?
Sure.
So you're to blame.
Okay.
What's on the menu for today?
Shadows Fall.
Besides Shadows Fall.
We got a little Napalm Death here, and then some Devin Townsend project.
The Napalm
CD that we
Death, but after the first 5 seconds, what's the next song?
It's actually a 4-minute song.
Oh, cool.
It's an EP.
I like Napalm Death. I'm making fun of having short songs, but I'm a fan.
Napalm Death on the Metal Injection Live. I'm gonna go get some more.
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
Is that really appropriate, Blands? Come on, an oven joke? Come on.
He's very anti-Semitic.
Hmm. Speaking of anti-Semites, Santa is on his way. He said, right there, you got a text?
Yeah, he's coming. He said 9. He's already late for that, too.
What happens if you don't believe in Santa?
You go to hell. Clearly.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy, Noah?
No, I don't believe in anything.
How about God? You have no beliefs?
Money? Reality?
God? How about God?
The Israeli girl believes in money.
No, I don't believe in
God. What if God was one of us?
Did we just have a Joan Osborne quote on the show? Is that what just happened there? I think we might have to shut down the whole thing.
What if God was Rob?
Just Rob
slob,
is God.
Just a slob like Rob.
What?
That's how the song goes.
Let's get off topic of Rob and the slobs and the...
I wanted to find out if Noah was an atheist, though.
She said she doesn't.
No, I mean, I'm not anything. I don't associate myself with religion. I mean, I'm just Jewish because my family is. Not because I chose
right.
to be Jewish.
So if your family jumped off a bridge, would you?
Maybe. Just to be controversial.
Maybe controversial?
We would make the front cover of the New York Post.
But you wouldn't even know because he'd be dead.
Darn.
No more Rhapsody concerts for you.
Isn't it Rhapsody of Fire?
Yes.
What?
You got it wrong, Sid.
Yeah, there's not a band called Rhapsody?
Yeah, they had to change the name to Rhapsody of Fire.
Why did they have
you
to
You didn't
use
get
it?
The press release?
No.
Because Rhapsody, the music downloading thing, made them change it.
That seems sort of wrong somehow to me. Oh, no.
Oh, no. This one's going out to Noah. One day, you'll change your atheist ways. But until then, here's Joan Osborne. The Metal Injection Live.
Remember, we're giving away a Shadows Fall CD at the top of the hour. Seventh caller gets a free Shadows Fall CD.
Traffic and weather together on the nines.
32 and clear outside.
No, yeah, we got a bunch of new CDs to give away now.
No, you're not supposed to start talking when she's singing. You did it wrong.
I did it right.
Everyone else was being professional, Rob.
I'm back in reality. We're the live cast.
Paul, yeah, let's try again. All right. Sid, how's that garden going?
Oh, it's been great. We've been raking the leaves and putting a new turf.
Tomatoes looking good.
Tomatoes growing fine and dandy, Darren. How
That's
about you?
Great. Let's
go. What are we doing? We're doing a live cast here. We have giveaways. We have CDs. And
shut up, Rob.
That turf builder.
Let's go to Noah in the helicopter for traffic and weather. Noah?
It's looking real crowded here on the Gowanus.
Thank you, Noah. And now here's Joan Osborne on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
What? Guys, whoa. What show are you doing? I don't understand. We're here doing the live
cast. All right.
We have giveaways.
So angry. We're just having fun doing a little radio program.
I'm lost.
Rich, listen, this is for our demo reel. This is to show our range. We could do esoteric. We could do standard. We could do whatever you need.
Hire us.
Yes.
Hire us.
What about those headlines, Frank? Sports last night?
Sports.
How about those Wildcats?
They lost. Damn. They'll get them next week.
That's right.
So yeah, if you want to win a free CD, all you got to do is give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Yeah.
And if you already won, don't call.
Yeah. Don't change your voice.
We don't want to hear from you.
We know your number. Don't try to do an accent. You know.
Unless you're calling in for the Shadows.
Yeah.
<CD. laughs> Then you can win another CD.
Hmm. Well, no, we can't because we want to use that as bait. Like we have good stuff. So in order to win the good stuff, you have to take a Shadows Fall CD.
You know, we could also just throw away the Shadows Fall CD.
No, it's not.
Come
fair.
Come on, Sid.
No?
Come on.
It's a waste.
eBay.
260. We have the.
Yes.
Whatever. 260. You're on the holiday line.
Oh, all right.
You like that? What's your name? 260. I forgot.
It's Luke.
Hello,
3PO, what's up?
Oh, damn.
Your connection is down. Goodbye.
Clean yourself.
260.
You lost.
You must be on AT&T.
You don't win a CD.
Well, he might have already won.
321.
321, all right. Let's do this. What's your name? You're on the holiday line.
Hey, what's going on?
I got a C-3PO's cousin. It's Z-3PO.
You sure it's not on our end if that's what's going on?
No, it's been the callers.
Okay. Once is the caller, maybe twice is us.
260 calling back.
What are you on? Are
you there, 260?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, is that Santa?
Santa's here? I don't hear jingling. When I hear jingling, I'll know he's here.
801. Let's see if this will work. 801. You already won something. 801, you won.
Maybe it's our end. If it's not working for anybody else.
I guess that means no more calls.
Maybe it's Santa interrupting our switchboard so we don't give shit away because he's jealous.
I did hear something on the roof. You want to go investigate that?
I'll go check it out.
How are you going to get on the roof? You don't move.
Oh, look at that. Santa has his own theme music.
Whoa.
This is like the dogs.
What is that smell?
The jingle bells, but the mics were on their asses instead of their mouths for this tape.
I like the harmony in this.
Is it a good time signature? No.
Jazz fart theory. How do you like my new theme music?
Oh, what's up, Santa?
When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Sorry, I'm late, guys. I accidentally landed on top of a crack house and came down the chimney. I realized I was in the wrong place.
Why do you smell like dead animals?
Well, luckily, Alex Skolnick was in the back alley and gave me directions to come here.
Finally, he does something useful, Alex Skolnick, after all this time.
Stop talking about Alex Skolnick.
Oh, get off his jock, Noah.
Clearly, Santa listens to the show.
Now, boys and girls, I was going to bring you presents to give away to your listeners, but I hit a satellite dish on the way over, and I lost them.
Wait, what?
Okay, I sold them for some H. But could you give away some CDs instead?
Yes, we've been doing your job for you this whole show. We've been giving away CDs, which is what you said you would do.
Oh, good. Santa doesn't have to do any work. I can sit here and read Tite magazine.
Come on, Sid.
Sid has been a subscriber since like 1973.
You know it, Sid. Now, Sid, you've been a good boy this year.
Thank you, Santa.
You're going to find some Filipino transsexual porn in your stocking.
Wow.
Oh, wait, that's mine. I left that there. Can I have that back, Sid?
Here you go.
Oh, thank you. And Robert, what did you want this year?
More weed.
Well, Santa's very disappointed in you, you know.
Oh.
A few years back, when you were a small boy, you left me cookies to eat, and they were delicious. But the eggnog you left out for me tasted a little funny. I hope it wasn't what I think it was.
That wasn't eggnog, though.
I know you like to drink your own brand, but Santa doesn't like it.
Did it have a nutty texture?
Wow, Santa's really offensive.
Gee.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, I don't know, Darren.
Not the Santa I grew
up. Well, we saw that the video on the website.
Oh, yeah, where he shot himself.
Yes, yes.
That was acting. I didn't really shoot myself.
I was just going to ask if you were a zombie.
No, not a zombie. Get with the program, no.
Zombies aren't real. Come on.
No,
zombies are way cooler than Santa Claus.
I heard you like golden showers. Is that true, Noah?
I guess so.
You know, Santa's pee smells like maple syrup. I'll make you my little Christmas pancake.
What do you think of that, Noah? You going to sign up for that?
I love pancakes.
Come over here and polish my ornaments, Noah.
Why are they hanging so low?
Listen, don't ask questions.
Dan, please, can you put your pants on?
Jingle
please.
Balls, jingle all the way.
It's weird that his balls jingle.
I don't think it's weird at all.
It's weird that they hang down to his ankle.
I actually planned a very special present for Noah this Christmas. Let me tell you, I plan to wave my magic Santa hand and make all copies of Photoshop disappear from computers all over the world.
No more bukkake.
No more bukkake for you, Noah. But I'm just not that powerful, so I got you a new vibrator. Here it is. Ha!
Wow.
What is that your picture on the tip, Santa?
Sid, let's not let's not discuss
it. Face fuck Noah every time she uses it.
Will you still use it, Noah, if Santa's face is in your cuckoo?
I'll have to disinfect it first, and then I'll use it.
Oh, okay, that sounds like a fair compromise. What's going on with all of you?
Is that really what you call it, the cuckoo?
Santa, I can't believe you got loaded before you came on the live cast.
Well, listen, I need something in me to be around all you crazy cocksuckers.
Whoa! And Santa, I mean, Christmas is in 2 days. Shouldn't you be, like, busy? Like, getting people's presents or something?
Didn't you see the movie? I have chinks doing all of that.
Whoa.
Then why are
that part was true.
Santa is very hateful.
I just don't like chinks.
Come on, Santa.
They're good people.
You have some chink listeners.
You've never ridden a railroad before? It's
fuck
all
your
bad,
listeners.
Oh.
They can't even get a sentence out.
So is that why they all carry the red bags? Because they're affiliated with Santa Claus?
No, that's where they keep all their fish and bamboo shoots.
What is a bamboo shoot exactly?
I don't know, but I'm sure it has something to do with their slanted vaginas.
Well, every vagina is slanted. Yeah.
Santa, calm down, will you? Jeez. Darren, you're just mad because I didn't bring you a black girl this year.
Too far, Santa. Too far. Darren's very sensitive about that.
I'll try to find one on eBay for you, Darren.
Come on.
All right, can we get him out of here?
Yeah, go Santa.
Geek to Geek has very nice African-American chicks for Darren.
Really?
Is that true?
Do you still on that place?
Sid, please, take my advice. Don't patronize Geek to Geek.
You know, I got off that site a while
ago. I fucked 14 broads from there, and I have 14 different STDs.
Most of those broads looked like you if you shaved.
Yes, well, that's the kind of bitch I like.
All
right. I like to fuck like I'm looking in the mirror.
Yeah, you're very narcissistic.
Nice, big, fat belly. I don't like to know where the titties begin and the belly ends.
Have you met Rob?
Yes.
I think we might have a love match.
I like him, but the sideburns have to go.
But Santa, you have a beard.
And what's your point?
That's right. Even bigger than side. That's like more sideburns. You have sideburns, technically.
You know, people always ask Santa Claus, how can you fly around the world in one night? Well, it's easy. Santa doesn't stop at the houses of poor people.
Oh,
and those starving fuckers in Africa, fuck them.
What about the Jews?
I can skip a whole continent. What did you say, lovely lady?
About us Jews.
Have you met Elise, Santa?
Hi, Elise.
Hello.
Would you like to see the jingle balls on my candy cane?
Mm. Well, I do like candy canes.
I'll meet you in the back room later. See, the worst part of being Santa is I have to deliver packages to black children.
Oh, Santa. What the fuck?
I wish they were Jews so I could fly right over their houses.
Oh. Oh. But we're all Jews. Why are you hanging out with us?
And we're poor.
Wait, what? Oh, you're all going on the naughty list. You killed Jesus. That has to go on the naughty list.
I didn't kill him.
Well, someone related to
he
you.
He didn't
did.
Stop them from killing him.
Exactly.
The
one,
around.
The one non-Jew in this room speaks up for justice.
That's right.
But he is a Jew.
What? Fuck you, Sid.
I almost had it fooled.
Oh, Santa's got to go boff. I'll be right back.
Wait, did he have to go bath?
I think he said he had to go boff.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Ew.
He just waddled off to the bathroom. Well, Santa's really offensive.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
It's crazy. I don't know. It made me very uncomfortable.
I think he dropped his catnip.
It's because of the economy. It affects everybody. Everybody's having tough times. You have to cut back. It's the elves.
It's very, very hard on Chinese people, I thought.
Yeah, really? Let's try to see if our phone calls work.
It's like the same people calling back.
Well, we got fans, but he won.
Three of them.
3-2-1. Let's take your call. Can we hear you? Who is this again?
This is Greg.
Yeah, I think we're done with callers for the night.
So, hello.
Hey, this is Greg.
Sorry, it's just not working.
May I just say that our chat room has turned into Nina and her friend arguing.
What's been going on?
I don't know. It's just
what's
kind
the
of,
argument about?
I think her friend is named Renee, which might be JCVD's sparring partner. I don't know why Nina's hanging out with him. But it's just constant back and forth between the two of them calling each other a liar about something. And I don't think anybody else is even talking.
I'm not being mean.
Yeah. If you can see, it's pretty ridiculous. I don't know if this is better or worse than when 4chan took over the chat room. I think it might be worse.
No, I don't think
probably.
Spiral...
No,
I'm
no, no.
21, you're old.
No, Spiral... Didn't Spiral...
Spiral's the only one that isn't them.
Okay.
He's trying to shut them up.
No, because he won. He won...
Yeah, but Lip on the Tip and the JC...
That's
whatever.
Lip on the Tip? What
yeah,
the fuck?
That's Nina. What do you want me to do? I didn't
Christ. I feel like we're getting...
Go.
Tip of what? A beer bottle? A beer bottle? That's what it's all right.
A joint. She should be... We learned today.
Shut up, Rob. Just shut up, Rob.
I feel like we're just getting a window into that frightening world of hers.
Yeah, it's like that movie Kids.
Yeah.
She's going to end up with AIDS.
Oh.
A couple years, it'll be her kid calling us.
That's a terrible thought.
Her AIDS baby will be calling
Let's
us.
Let's see if we could do a...
Santa's bringing you AIDS this year!
Santa, weren't you vomiting?
I'm back.
Oh,
but,
God.
Oh, Santa just
ew, it's no longer the brownies.
Way to go, Santa.
Dumbass.
Let's see if 801 can get through. 801, you're on the holiday line, maybe.
Let's get down to brass tacks. How much for the 8?
All right, it's a little bit better, but not quite.
It's really not.
Maybe we'll take a music break and reconnect.
Okay.
See if that works.
And try to revive Santa.
Yeah, we'll try to revive Santa. We'll play one song, another song picked by Elise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got.
Elise from where? Where does she come from? Which website?
Another website.
why do you plug your site?
Rainandblonde.com.
And what happens on this site?
Metal frivolity.
What?
Rob doesn't know what the word frivolity means.
What's that word?
Metal.
Yeah. It's also true.
No? No elaboration? No. All right, so...
check it out. On your own. Do your own fucking work.
We'll put a link on the summary, so it's fine. No big deal.
Any child porn at those websites?
Canada, you're back. All right.
Just hoping.
Here's some Faith No More. Oh, on the live cast.
You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
We're back.
Darren's been exposed.
We're back. Maybe the phones will work now.
Doubt it.
Try to.
Let's get to the lines. 3, 2, 1. You're on the holiday line.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, it works. 3, 2, 1. What's your name again?
Greg.
Don't get pissed at me, man.
How was it?
What do you want?
What's going on, Greg?
Not much. Just haven't listened live in a while because I work, so I want to say what's up.
What do you do?
I work at the hospital.
Ooh, do you get to play with dead people?
What do you do at the hospital?
A little bit of everything. Used to work, do some stuff all around the ER and stuff, but now I'm in MRI.
So when you say you did stuff around the ER, do you mean you swept?
No.
Like, it's a pretty broad statement.
It's like
no, I do like the EKGs and stuff.
Oh, fancy.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah. So is that what you want to do?
No.
What do you want to do?
Paramedic, firefighter.
Whoa.
Look at that—a guy with his head on his shoulders. He's got his
My head is on.
He listens to our show. I don't know how much his head is on his shoulders.
He's got his future planned out.
And shouldn't your head be on your
working
neck?
In the medical
on your
field?
Shoulders? Isn't that weird if it's on your shoulders?
Yeah.
You say this guy looks deformed, Noah? His head is on his shoulders.
Maybe he's got a short neck.
What
I don't know.
Fuck?
I listen because you have good music, unlike other people.
Oh, great! Well,
who are other people?
I don't know. Pretty much, there's nobody else plays metal or any other kind of rock.
That's right. We rule. Let's leave it at that.
Metal Injection done yet. The only place where you could hear rock and roll music anymore in the world.
Ever.
That's
rock and roll.
Yeah.
So we're doing a bunch of CD giveaways. And
I called before, and I was supposed to win a CD, and I never got it, and I'm kind of glad I didn't get it.
Oh, shit, which CD
was
it?
Shadow Fall CD, wasn't it?
Shadow Fall CD.
Oh. Bummed out.
Oh, are you from Cocoa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a Cocoa.
Oh, I actually, you know what's funny? I actually did send you a CD. It wasn't a Shadow Fall CD. I sent you a Killswitch CD because I couldn't find the Shadow Fall CD at the time.
Even worse.
You figured out one Black Lead singer is just as good as another? Which one is the one that has a Black Lead singer?
Killswitch,
no,
or
no,
God forbid.
That's the one.
Yeah. Just Shadows.
All those shitty bands are the same to me.
Terrible. Well, then you're not eligible to win again because we already
why?
Sent
so
you. I just sent it to him.
We named an episode after this fucking kid.
That's enough. That's enough.
No, that's
enough.
Him doing for us.
I don't even like Killswitch, though, so can I send it back for something else?
Nope.
What are we, Columbia House?
Santa agrees with Greg. I don't like bands with black singers either.
Santa, come on. Come on, Santa.
Santa,
get out of here.
You did that video with Run DMC all those years ago.
I didn't know they were black.
Come on.
You showed up on set and you saw. Are you the one who killed Jam Master Jay, Santa? Is that you?
Don't be ridiculous. He just wound up under my sleigh somehow.
Oh,
I had nothing to do with it.
You know,
the new show
we
tonight.
Have a lot of CDs to give away. We should move faster with these calls.
I don't have to do it
with
all.
You know, the crazy thing about our show is we do it every week.
Anyone who's listening.
I thought we wanted to get rid of them today.
No.
So we're going to make Frank carry all of this back home?
Just leave him here.
No, leave him here.
The other crazy thing about the show, though, is that if you want to speed along the calls, you should just tell the person who puts the calls through. Oh, wait, that's you.
Well,
so you can just do it yourself.
Thanks for calling up. We're going to take another line.
Wait.
No, we're taking another line. We're
moving
on.
What CD is he going to win?
He already won a CD.
He doesn't like that
CD. I don't even want the CD you sent me, I don't like, and then the CD
you
were going to send me, I said, okay, yeah, go ahead, and then I listened to it, and it was terrible. So I'm glad you didn't.
Wait, Greg, we have a Living Color CD for you. Would you be interested in that?
A what?
Fishbone, perhaps?
No? All right. What else do we have?
Suffocation.
We do have a Best of Suffocation CD. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's what I want right there. That's perfect.
So you want the new Shadows Fall CD?
No.
That's
no,
what you're
I'm,
getting.
I'm,
you get it out.
Saying, I'm glad you didn't mail it to me.
We will this
well,
one.
It's happening.
Autographed by Sid. Just to make it worth
even less. Send me your address again.
Let's all autograph this.
I think I sent you a private message on a Metal Injection like a few minutes ago. But I can't even send messages.
I was doing the show, so I wasn't able to check it. I'm sorry.
Listen, the best way to do this is anyone who wants anything that's listening.
No.
PM you.
No.
What?
BM him.
No, none of it's
going to
work.
The chat room.
It's this?
But we have a bunch of other calls, so on no one's discretion, we're going to move it along. Thanks for calling. So 203.
We know who that is.
Do we? Oh, we do know who that is. No, we're not thinking that. 301. That's what
we're going to go in order.
Hello?
301?
Hello?
Is this 301? Turn the laser off.
This is 301.
What's your name, 301?
My name is Mike.
What's up, Mike? Where are you from?
Maryland.
Whoa.
I've called before.
Okay. So it sounded a little familiar.
But,
I'm a bit of a... Yes.
Huh?
Said in the background, sounds like you're like destroying the world with a laser ray.
But I just wanted to say I appreciate the Faith No More.
I smell a love connection between Mike and Elise.
How old are you, buddy?
19.
Too young. Sorry.
What do you know about Faith No More at that age?
Internet, what the fuck?
Yeah, what?
What do you know about the internet at that age?
Probably more than you.
What do you know about me at that age?
Too much. We know too much about you.
I wasn't talking to you, no.
Mike, do you like music?
Oh,
well, obviously,
yes,
you like
I
Facebook.
Do.
We're like... doing a bunch of giveaways.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice.
You know who sounds a lot like Faith No More? Rob?
Who?
There's a certain band.
Paul?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Very similar.
I thought that band sounded like some.
No. I can hear the vocals.
No. No, but we have either a Dragon Force CD, a Death Clock CD, a Nightwish CD, an Evil CD.
And if you're lucky, a Dream Theater CD.
Oh, yeah. Or a Voivod CD. Or a Shadow Soul CD.
What about the Metalocalypse DVD? Are you giving that
well,
away?
That, we got to do something special. We're not just giving that away.
We have a single from the Dream Theater.
Or we actually have another Best of Suffocation to give away, if you want one of that.
Can I tease this? Just because nobody really...
What? Oh, you need the options again? You gotta.
How about we just ask him what genre of metal he likes?
Yeah, well,
and then...
what do you like?
I like everything.
Prog, that helps.
Isn't everybody fucking
say? You like prog, you say?
Yeah.
So why don't you take the Dream Theater CD?
No.
No? Oh, you don't.
What were the first three?
Dragon Force, the new Dragon Force, the new Death Clock, right?
I like the new Death Clock.
No, that's the first.
What about Blackstone Cherry?
No, we have
a
first,
lot of that.
This is the first Death Clock record.
Do you like Blackstone Cherry?
No.
Do you listen? I know you don't like Dream Theater, but if I play you a snippet of their new album, you might like it. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Why are you coming home? Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
I like this.
What's with the bass?
It's like the club.
It sounds like someone is driving in a car past the studios right now playing.
Yeah, they would bump into Dream Theater outside. I just stuck my tape recorder out.
No. The new Dream Theater sounds like this.
See, everyone's doing that now. They're all putting a triangle at the beginning of a song and going, what the fuck? Do I know what's good about that? Is like the sound immediately cuts out when the triangle hits. It's all like rumbly and then bing.
So yeah, the Death Clock's first album. Do you have that?
Nope.
Well, you do now. It's
what?
A deluxe edition too. There's two discs.
Wait, what?
Two discs.
Did someone say two dicks?
Get out of here, Santa.
Santa likes gay threesomes.
What? Are you a metal injection junkie, Mike?
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah.
Mike.
Sorry,
Mike. Santa.
Yeah,
you're not
eligible. Yeah.
What's your username?
TacoMeat77.
TacoMeat77. All right.
Yep.
So just send metal injection a private message. And DD. Is yours.
That's Charles' phone, right?
No, that isn't. All right, we're making dreams come true tonight. We're doing a better job than you, Santa.
Wait, Rob, can you give me
a personal
favor?
Fuck
you! Wait, what?
Can you give me a personal favor and get rid of this CD far, far away from us?
Oh my God! Oh, I don't even want to touch this.
I'd want that just out of curiosity to
Rob Halford's Winter Song.
I actually had someone at work burn that for me. I haven't listened to it yet. I was going to bring it in to play for the music breaks, but I guess.
Actually, speaking of which, one of our other podcasts, the MSR Cast, has a podcast up of all metal holiday songs. So if you like metal and you like Christmas,
and you like podcasts.
Go to metalinjection.net.
I think someone in the chat room wants the Shadows Fall CD.
MSR Cast. Well, you got to call in. Bob Rock.
Rob Halford sucked me off in a London bar for $10 worth of coke in 1976.
Santa, we're trying to do a show here.
Sorry.
You better be.
Yeah, fatso.
I think that was a relevant thing to add to the show. Talking about Rob Halford, he has a Rob Halford story.
He's had
experiences. Can't talk anything about metal on this show. It's not a metal podcast.
It's true.
It's only called the Metal Injection Live Cast. No big deal.
Oh, don't whine, you guys.
917 number.
Doesn't become you.
Call us. 917, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Gary.
Gary Suarez?
Oh, wow. No. Hello.
No.
Who is it?
It's Gary.
Oh, just Gary? Like, we don't know you personally? We just assume it's a 916.
Do you know me personally? I don't know.
We don't have
to. Who are you?
Can you send us your photos so we could get to know you personally?
Well, come on. My name is Rob.
What
was that?
I was saying she's being kind of forward there, asking for photos.
Yeah, no.
You don't even know my age.
Jeez, I mean, yeah. How old are you, Gary?
I'm like 15. Like everybody else who calls into the show.
Wait, are you Jewish?
Well, half.
Oh, so you're half Jewish. Wait, your mother Jewish or your father Jewish?
But I'm not practicing.
Your mother is Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, so then you're Jewish. Welcome,
Gary. I don't practice either. I'm already good at it. I'm terrific at being a Jew.
Sorry, Gary. Do you live in like a Jewish neighborhood in New York?
Do you live in a Jewish neighborhood?
New York is a Jewish one.
Yes.
What town do you live in? What park?
I live in Rego Park, which is very Jewish.
Rego Park. That's a super Jewish neighborhood.
Where's that?
I know.
Queens.
Oh,
it's in Queens. See, there's other parts of New York other than Brooklyn. You might not.
Well,
be
yeah.
Aware of them.
Yes,
I'm glad the Jews understand.
Tell him off. This
I'm a Jew. What are you talking about?
Rob's allegedly Jewish.
Rob goes grocery shopping in Borough Park.
That's right. I live right by Borough Park.
Hey, Gary. Have you ever heard of Shadows?
Heard of what?
Have you ever heard of Shadows Fall?
Have you ever heard of Shadows Fail?
No. I've heard of Shadows Fall.
Do you like Shadows Fall?
I love Shadows Fall. It's not the love of Shadows Fall.
President Obama.
Wait,
all
right. What's
going on? President Obama. Better. Let's go on.
We have
a keep an eye on everything. Wedgies. Wedgies. Minor step back.
What the hell is that?
Where did that even
what was that?
That wasn't coming from my computer.
What the fuck?
A double Windows 12 test. Bluetooth. A double Windows 12 test. Bluetooth.
Get a volume is on. Whose volume is on?
It's fortune.
Not mine. I just turned my
what is going on?
I just brought all my Ebon's world up in your shit.
Who's the guy on the phone?
That sounded too clear to me.
No, hold on. Hold on, guy on the phone.
What was that?
Wait up. Close the other browser window. Maybe it's looking at
okay.
Or something.
I'm on
the tab. Yes.
Is it working now?
Oh, there we go. It's
how about now?
No,
we don't have pop-ups on the website, Robert.
I don't have pop-ups. I don't even know what the fuck that was.
Is it working
okay,
now?
Okay, like Shadows Fall?
How about now?
Oh, no. Okay, we want to give you the Shadows Fall CD, the new one. Do you have it?
No. I just download everything on the internet for free. I don't have a CD.
It sounded like a yes to me.
How about we hang on?
I'd love a Shadows Fall CD.
Well, we can't. I hope you're a metal injection junkie. What you got to do is send Metal Injection a private message with your full name and your address, And that chat is false these years. Or if you want to just come down to Brooklyn, we can hang, and I can just go to you.
Gary, can you recite the first three lines of your Haftorah? And then we'll give you an extra CD.
What part of I'm not practicing?
Give you the second modest album.
Go ahead. Baruch atah Adonai. Go ahead, finish. Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Do it in the death metal voice.
Baruch atah Adonai.
The whole thing.
I don't remember all of it.
As much as you can
remember. Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
We have 13 minutes left in the show. I want that to be the entire 13
How
minutes.
Fitting that we read Jewish prayers on the office.
I actually had the shortest Haftorah because I was born during Hanukkah.
I don't even know what that means.
There's a little piece of the Bible that you have to read.
The Bible?
On, yeah, the
I thought you were talking about
the Jews call it. And you have to read the... You have to read a little piece of it in addition. There's one piece everyone has to read, and then there's a little piece where you get a different one based on your time of birth. So mine was the shortest one.
Oh, nice.
Because I got it like that. Shortest Haftorah has been pulled for me.
Yeah, it really worked out great for you, right?
Why?
The whole bar mitzvah thing.
Yeah, I got paid, son.
Wait, how much money did you really walk away with?
Wait.
$2,000.
Wow.
You make money at a bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
You have gifts, you know, like parents give you $1,000 or whatever.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
No.
Why not?
I did.
You had a bat mitzvah?
Mm-hmm. What
is that
like?
I didn't even know you were Jewish. But is your name Curry? What kind of Jewish name is that?
My dad's Irish.
Oh, okay. So they made you do that? You're supposed to get off the hook, weren't you? Because you could go to your father, look, you married a goy. What are you making me do this for? You're not serious about it.
Well, didn't happen like that.
Bat mitzvahs, usually the girls, well, when I was younger, the girls got away with not having one. Like, they didn't do them.
Well, where we come from, you know, we're just as good as the men. We can read Hebrew.
I thought that was a plus that you didn't have to do that shit.
Do you have to wear a suit like the boys do?
No.
A suit? They probably dress
I wore
like
a party dress.
Oh, really?
But real you couldn't show your shoulders.
It was not a serious bat mitzvah, probably, right?
Well, it was happening in a synagogue.
It was a Chuck E. Cheese's.
There was, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
And then we had my party at the Ramada Inn.
Oh. Wow.
Fancy. Can you still recite your Haftorah?
No.
Not at all? Come on, you're lying.
Can you say the words Haftorah?
What?
Haftorah.
Yeah, just say Haftorah.
Haftorah?
There we go.
Wow,
I prefer the full Torah. I'm given the choice.
See, it takes too long.
Sometimes you got to take your time and do it right, Darren.
Did you have one?
No.
Really?
No. I don't like public speaking.
So you opted out of it? They wanted you to do it? And you said
They would have liked me to, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
You were 13. How'd you get away with that?
I
didn't want to do it either. I
ran the fucking house.
I got forced. And my mother's not even religious. They forced me because of my
dad. Then you beat his mom.
My mother's...
For his penis.
Whoa.
That's just tasteless, Noah. You're the one that's into doing dirty shit with your parents. We established that on the show months ago. Don't drag the rest of us down with your perversion.
So
Dan,
what was I saying? I forgot.
Well, you said they made you do it, so who's the they?
Well, they is my family, but my mother wasn't really part of that cadre of people that, you know, forced me to be.
And she couldn't get your back to, like...
She wanted to go along with it because, you know, it's like, they're nice people. I mean, they're not, you know...
You probably wouldn't have gotten as much money if you didn't have a bar mitzvah, right? If
it was just yeah, but even... What
did you end up doing with that money?
I went to the bank.
Pay for the circumcision.
Yeah, no, that was much later.
But eventually you spent it on something, right?
Yeah, stuff.
Girls?
No. I was 13. What the
White
fuck?
Castle.
Boys?
No, 13. Not yet.
Was it poker?
No, not yet. I didn't start playing poker like 5 years
that
ago.
That Pee Wee Herman Halloween costume you wore 3 years
ago?
Yeah,
you got me.
Authentic.
That was just 3 years ago, though.
That'd be a good costume. You walk around with a jar of mayonnaise, you know?
I just walk around with a jar of mayonnaise anyway.
Yeah.
Shit loves mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Sid likes mayonnaise. I heard you like mayonnaise.
No, I don't. I don't understand the reference.
I don't understand it either. Can you explain?
You know what I'm talking about.
He likes his own brand of mayonnaise.
Oh, I
see. It was only once, guys. I just wanted to see what it tasted
like. Once you admitted to.
Why would I admit it? It's not like I admitted. I freely gave up
yeah.
that information.
Yeah.
So why?
Come on, guys.
Look at
thank
how defensive
you.
He gets.
Not defensive. I'm not defensive. Well, I can't believe the show's almost over.
Should we try the phone lines again?
Maybe
no.
try.
I say no.
Should I feel bad for Gary? We were having a conversation.
I'm just one guy. I'm just one guy.
Rob, stop laughing.
That's him gurgling his own semen. That's what it sounds like. He loves it.
That doesn't sound like gurgling.
So decadent. That's how smooth your semen is going down. It doesn't even sound like gurgling.
Ball.
I like it so much.
I don't even remember
oh,
saying that.
Oh, you're a disgusting human being.
Take a warm breath. I know. Wow, I'm hilarious.
Truly, those bites are the best.
I just want to say that.
Am I the only non-Jew?
Yes.
Yes, you're the only non-Jew.
Say that into the mic.
I asked if I'm the only non-Jew in the room.
By the way, Frank's here.
Hey.
He brought Frank. His brownies and
he mentioned
cupcakes.
That already.
Yeah. Know.
And gifts. He brought gifts.
What'd you bring?
Oh, you brought all
the
CDs
of sanity.
No, we can't give away because the phones don't work.
I don't even have gifts for us. So, like, where the fuck are they?
We got the cupcakes.
Frank brought a shofar. Oh, hold on. I'll show you what it is.
Yeah. You don't know what the shofar is?
Oi!
I'm actually
for all of us.
Oh yeah.
Paul, is Rob any?
Yes.
Are you really?
Sure.
Oh cool.
Fuck up, right?
If you're an atheist, you wouldn't even say that because you deny God exists.
Right.
Oh,
you're not anti-God. You're just...
Fuck, I'm a poser.
Yep.
God who? Am I right?
You're a poseyist.
Are you an atheist, Elise?
I'm with no. I don't really like to associate with anything.
Just don't think about it.
But atheists associate with nothing.
Well, I don't like to say I'm an atheist.
Because it's superstitious,
just in case.
Right? Like you're afraid
I guess,
you
like, I guess I am. But
so
I
you're agnostic?
I feel like atheism is like a religion too, though.
Why? How's it a religion?
Well, isn't it like, you know, like you don't believe in God and what else?
That's it.
That's, no, but
that's pretty much all-encompassing. I mean,
so if you don't believe in God, but, like, you still acknowledge that you're Jewish.
But the Judaism is different. Like, you can be ethnically Jewish and be proud of your heritage and all that
stuff. Yeah, like,
my parents say, when the Nazis were rounding them up, they didn't ask whether you believed in God or not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be the first one they put on the fucking train, though, so you better watch out.
But we're not in that time period right now.
Keep acting the way you act. It'll start up again.
But how can you say that you're an atheist and still claim that you're Jewish, even if it's just for the traditions?
Because it's not for the traditions. I don't do any of the traditions.
I just do stuff to make my
you buy things like wholesale sometimes.
I believe me, if I had my choice, I wouldn't have done the fucking bar mitzvah. I hated it, every second of it.
Is there video footage?
Wait a minute. Would you have cut the tip of your penis?
Well, I had to medically explain
that.
Don't
you even listen to the show now?
I didn't want to. In fact, I didn't do it for 30 years.
I know, but if you could have done it earlier in life, knowing that, you know, it will be better for you to do it.
I don't think it is better.
What does that have to do with religion?
But why didn't... I just want to talk about Darren's penis.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Listen.
Could that be a drop? Someone, anyone, whoever listens back to this?
I know.
Oh, wait, it is a drop. Hold on.
Darren's penis.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
That didn't sound like Noah. Rob, why don't you play the Darren drop that I had?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. What am I saying again?
You'll hear it.
Let me indulge your penis.
That's a good one.
I have a Darren drop, too, that I gave Rob once.
What is it? That's not it. That doesn't sound like me at all.
I don't know if Rob has it.
Well, I forgot what it was. Probably have it.
I'll just say it now. How about that?
No.
Like
your handwriting is so bad, Noah.
Balls.
No,
let me see.
No, you can't.
What?
What difference does it make?
Your handwriting is atrocious.
I see circles.
I'm going to hear it when he plays
print
it anyway.
Just print it. Just print.
Oh, now she's putting a circle around the circles. Barbie?
Oh, you
Barbie? What?
I don't even understand.
I don't get it.
There's a clip I sent you like months ago.
I'm saying something about Barbie?
No, it's you singing I'm a Barbie Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
On the air I did that?
Yes, on the air you did
that. Wow. I'll do it right
Nobody
now.
Nobody ever uses anything that I send them.
I didn't put it into the soundboard.
Send it to me. I'll play it.
I just don't like you now. I don't want you to contribute to the show.
I know.
I want more Darren drops.
I know.
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
No, we still have 2 minutes.
I guess.
No, it's not 10 o'clock yet.
No, I greatly disagree with that.
What do you mean you disagree? How can you disagree? It's not 10 o'clock yet.
I don't... I'm not even here. Welcome to the live cast, everybody. This is just an audio recording. Fuck these other guys.
What is that?
That's Rob's typewriter.
Noah's penis.
Oh, what about it?
It's the Rob Soundboard Hour on the live cast. I sound. Hour. I mean,
too far. Too far.
Right, we only have 1 minute left.
Dramatic.
Thanks, Elise, for coming by. And
no problem.
Well, I wanted to finish talking about atheism.
So where were we?
I don't know. What'd you ask me?
Something about
Before Rob interrupted.
It doesn't even matter. I don't care. I'm interested.
I'm not trying to fight with you.
Atheism means that you don't associate yourself with any like traditions.
You just don't believe in God.
You don't believe God exists. Or
point that she's trying to make is that you call yourself atheist and Jewish at the same time.
Right. I'm not religious, is what I would say. But I think it's different from being...
When somebody asks you, like, what are you, what's your usual answer?
A man. It depends what the...
Husky man.
No, I'm not trying to be like...
Why has got to be a weight thing always with you, though?
I like Husky.
I didn't mean that as overweight.
Husky's good. I can live with that. Compared to what she usually calls me. I like Husky.
Yeah, I guess. Like a beaten dog.
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be evasive, but I don't know. Like, it depends what we're talking about. You know, like if someone asks me what religion I am, I'll say I'm an atheist.
Right.
But
what would make you say Jewish?
I'm if we're in the context of discussing each other's backgrounds, I would say I'm Jewish because I am Jewish. I feel Judaism transcends being a religious person. There's a whole thing that means to
Merry
be Jewish,
Merry Christmas,
right?
Everybody.
Am I wrong? Isn't there a whole thing that means to be Jewish, like Seinfeld, like Woody Allen and all that whole thing? You know, like
it's a cultural
you
thing.
You mean funny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they're not religious.
And neurotic.
Yeah. Guilt trip, you know.
Yeah. You want to identify with the stereotype, but not the actual.
No, but it's a stereotype would be like a cheap, you know. But
yeah.
I mean,
which
neurotic.
I think it is something different. Medish. There's something real that exists that's like, you know, what it means to be Jewish without it necessarily being a stereotype. You know, there's like a zeitgeist. You know, that most
yeah,
Jews
took throwing around German terminology.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The last thing they would
open the ovens.
There were German Jews.
Yeah.
I'm German Jew.
What do you think Yiddish means? You're a German Irish Jew.
I am. It's quite a mix, huh?
She puts potatoes in the oven.
Oh! Yes.
All right. Show's over.
Yeah, it is.
Don't believe in God, everybody!
Over it!
I'm over it.
Bye, everybody.
So are we.
We'll be better next week, we promise.
I thought this was great. What are you
this
talking about?
Great show. I loved it.
We'll be better because hopefully Sid won't be here.
All right. If that's what it takes.
I should kill myself.
What?
That's also true.